slow 10K versus shuffle dancing. And the winner is shuffle dancing. I was always pretty much convinced that shuffle dancing for an hour almost every day is just as good as running a 10K. Initially, I suspected that dancing was actually more powerful, but I wanted to wait for the middle of summer to test it with what I call a cold turkey 10K. Cold turkey means you don't practice jogging beforehand. Just grab some light dumbbells and start jogging until you reach 10K. Things I wished I had with me were my bandanas, or bracers as I call them. I wrapped them around my wrists to wipe the sweat from my forehead so that it does not get into my eyes. Please note that if sweat does get into your eyes and does not sting a little bit, that could be a sign of an electrolyte imbalance. Some people emphasize that the body very unwisely gets rid of salt during exercise, and my doctor recently mentioned that an electrolyte imbalance can kill. And I mean imbalance. That means too much salt is just as bad as too little. I grabbed my dumbbells and stormed out the door, forgetting my woolen socks. I am not 100% sure that woolen socks prevent blisters, but they certainly create that perfect shoe where the foot is isolated from the shoe by a thick layer of wool. I didn't check how long I ran, because I was already late to start, but about 5K, halfway through, the sun started going down, so I finished in the dark. It is probably wise to bring a headlamp, because socks or no socks, the one thing you don't want to step into is something squishy by the side of the road. Plus, your visibility and safety greatly improves when you start looking like a bouncy bicycle from afar. I forgot my phone, like it was 1999. I also forgot my phone number, though in my defense, I never tried to memorize it in the first place. I forgot to squirt myself with bug repellent. Even though nothing bit me, I still regret it, because I really love that smell. And my dumbbells are too clunky. The jog is over 2 hours long, so the hands get tired, and it is awesome to lift the dumbbells over your head for just a little bit, or just move them around in general. The smaller and more rubbery and easier to grasp in the palm of your hand, the better. I just had 7.5 or 10 pounds in each hand. I have a modular kit, and I'm uncertain how much the connecting rod weighs. I converted my 10K backpack to a Halloween costume last year, so I didn't bring water. I didn't get thirsty, but not bringing water along was not a good idea. I also don't recommend plain water, but something sugary. You don't need expensive gels, you need a caffeine-free soft drink. My doctor says, and I quote,
"Coffee is good for you."
But I really don't like the threat of headaches looming over my head. While I don't discourage people from drinking coffee, I think it makes endurance exercise more difficult, and I personally avoid it. I recently found out that ginger soda is caffeine-free, and that is what I wish I had with me. And I know that everyone always says, "You can't outrun a donut." But that means nothing to me. Outrunning donuts, or to be more precise, Werner's and a Hershey cookies and cream white chocolate bar, is why I exercise. I am also trying to outrun all the ones I had before I started exercising, and it is going great. I mention all those things to let you know what to keep an eye on. But overall, jogging is meant to be easy. You just need shoes, running shorts, and music on your phone. It has been about an hour since I arrived, and I feel nothing but standard tiredness of a normal workout. In closing, my finding is that an hour of shuffle dancing is equal, if not better, than a slow 2-hour 10K. And I base this on my breathing, utter lack of aches or concerns during the jog, and not really feeling challenged by a slow 10K at all. And this is a new feeling for me. I would like to add that I had a bug that swallowed itself, or had itself swallowed, because I certainly wasn't trying to gulp it down with the air. And that is never a concern during my shuffle dancing.